Lesson 20, Developing Leadership. This lesson is designed to help us understand basic leadership principles. Introduction. The church needs good leaders. Men and women who can care for the rapidly growing membership of the church. Men and women who can conduct the business and maintain the order of the church established by the Lord. Men and women who can help others keep the commandments. Men and women who will stand firm for the cause of truth throughout the world. Leaders in the church who strive to make the world better through living and teaching gospel principles are entitled to knowledge and inspiration. When we are led by such leaders, our homes, our families, our communities, and our nations are strengthened. It is our duty as priesthood bearers to prepare ourselves to be this kind of inspired leader, for our leadership may affect others throughout their entire lives. Bishop Victor L. Brown expressed gratitude for the leaders in his early life. He said, "I remember with some clarity the thrill of passing the sacrament as a deacon in the Cardston Second Ward, Alberta Stake, in Canada. I remember how I considered it an honor to participate in such a sacred service. I remember so well how my parents taught me that my hands and heart should be clean and pure, so that I would be worthy to participate in this ordinance. The greatest of all lessons was the example my father and mother set for me. Next was the example of my deacon's quorum advisor, who was also my scoutmaster. He was the epitome of what leaders of boys should be. Every boy, under his leadership, felt his great love. His influence was not limited to Sunday morning or Tuesday evening. It was felt all through the week. I shall ever be grateful to my deacon's advisor for the lessons of life he taught me as a 12-year-old deacon, lessons that have helped me from that day until now." The Aaronic Priesthood, A Sure Foundation, and signed July 1972, pages 89 and 90. Page 179. What leaders was Bishop Brown grateful for? To be a good leader, we need to understand the gospel and live it. The more we understand and live the gospel, the better prepared we are for leadership callings in the church. The church and the world need men of integrity who will stand firm and true when faced with problems. We must be these men. Think about the following questions. What am I doing to prepare for leadership callings? What kind of a leader am I now? What kind of influence do I have on others? What is leadership? It is the ability to help others get things done. Give the class a few minutes to respond to this question. What is a leader? Show visual 20-A. Church leaders are the Lord's good shepherds. Elder Bruce R. McConkie has said, "The house of Israel is the choice sheepfold of the Lord, and those appointed to care for the sheep are the Lord's shepherds." Thus, anyone serving in any capacity in the church in which he is responsible for the spiritual or temporal well-being of any of the Lord's children is a shepherd to those sheep. The Lord holds his shepherds accountable for the safety, salvation of his sheep. Ezekiel chapter 34, Mormon Doctrine, page 710. A true shepherd leads his sheep. He goes before them, giving directions. They know his voice and follow him. He knows and loves each one. He watches for approaching dangers and protects his sheep from them. James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, page 417. Like a true shepherd, a leader is one whom others follow. He goes ahead to show the way. This means he not only lives the principles he teaches, but he also understands and responds to the needs of others. He can see what needs to be done to solve a problem. He sets reasonable goals and plans how to reach them. He inspires others to do their part in achieving the goals. He evaluates his own and his followers' actions and suggests improvements. A good leader inspires others to do their part. He accepts and respects them. He listens to their suggestions. He encourages them to participate. Under this kind of leader, others are motivated to work and fulfill their assignments. President Harold B. Lee explained what true leadership is. Speaking of the time when he became president of the church, President Lee said, "Somehow the impressions that came to me were, simply, that the only true record that will ever be made of my service and my new calling will be the record that I may have written in the hearts and lives of those with whom I have served and labored, within and without the church. May the kingdom of God go forth, ensign January 1973, page 24. Page 180 contains visual 20-A. Page 181. Qualities of a good leader. When we accept leadership callings in the church, we are assisting God with His work. Therefore, we need to be close to Him. If we are obedient and serve Him with a willing mind and heart, the Lord will help us succeed in our callings. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verses 29 through 34. The Lord has revealed in the Scriptures the qualities that make a good leader. Ask a class member to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 41 through 45. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 41 through 45. What leadership qualities does the Lord identify in this passage? List the responses on the chalkboard. As indicated in this scripture, leaders should have the following qualities. Persuasion. Persuasion is trying to convince others to do something. It is the opposite of ordering or forcing. Persuasion was shown by one priesthood leader who was having a difficult time getting a home teacher to fulfill his assignment. The leader invited the home teacher in and listened to his problems. The leader then calmly explained that five families were being totally cut off from any communication with the bishop when the home teacher did not do his duty. He told the brother that if he did not want to do his assignment, another could be called to replace him. The leader stressed, however, that he wanted the brother to fulfill his assignment. The home teacher reacted to this persuasion and greatly improved his work. Long-suffering. A leader will use patience when working with others. One bishop, for example, recently explained that he wanted to release a certain sister from her calling because of her poor performance. Instead of releasing her, however, he called her in, talked with her, and found she didn't know what she was supposed to be doing. Upon learning what her job was, she accepted her responsibilities and improved her work. Gentleness. Gentleness is being considerate. It is treating others' feelings tenderly. It is love. Meekness. Meekness is the quality of being teachable and open-minded. The meek are those who are willing to grow. Because they are willing to learn, they are able to win the love and appreciation of others. They seek God's direction and help. Love unfeigned. Unfeigned love is sincere love. It is true concern for others. It is reflected in expressions such as, "I really care how you feel. I understand you. What may I do to help?" Kindness. A kind leader is one who will treat people with respect. He will try to get to know them and to become sensitive to their needs. When counseling those he serves, he will take time to give them individual attention so that he can talk with each person privately. In some cases, time will need to be arranged. Kindness is an expression of love and a sincere form of showing that you care. Charity. A good leader must have charity, the pure love of Christ, for all people. This love includes sacrificing for the well-being of others. Invite a class member to read Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48. Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48. What leadership qualities can you identify in this scripture? Add them to the list on the chalkboard. One father, teaching his sons to become good leaders, said, "From the prophets and from the Prince of Peace, learn how to lead, beginning with yourselves. Stand on your own feet. Stand tall. Hold your heads high, as though you are truly sons of God, which you are. Walk among men as holders of powers beyond your own, which you have, through the priesthood. Move on the good earth as though you are partners of the Lord in helping to bring immortality and eternal life to mankind, which you are. Walk quietly, but walk fearlessly, in faith. Don't let the ill winds sway you. Walk as leaders with the priesthood in the government of God. Walk with hands ready to help, with hearts full of love for your fellow men, but walk with a toughness in righteousness. Wendell J. Ashton, Unchanging Principles of Leadership, and signed June 1971, page 58. Leadership Responsibilities. If we are to become good leaders, we should do the following. 1. Learn our duties. The Lord has instructed those of us bearing the priesthood to learn the duties of our callings. He then directs that we carry out the duties of our offices. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99. We can learn our duties by studying the Scriptures and the guidebooks, handbooks, and manuals provided by the Church. We can talk with others who serve in the same position we hold, or with those who have previously served in the position. We also need to attend all our leadership meetings and personal interviews. We need to pray and sometimes fast for help in learning our duties. 2. Fulfill our stewardship. Stewardship has two parts, delegation of authority and accountability. A. Delegation of authority. As leaders, we should learn to delegate authority to others. This means that when we give someone the responsibility to do a task under our direction, we allow him to do the work and not do the work for him. President Harold B. Lee once said, "Let them do everything within their power, and you stand in the background and teach them how to do it." I think therein is the secret of growth, to fix responsibility and then teach our people how to carry that responsibility. Quoted by N. Eldon Tanner, Leading as the Savior Led, New Era, June 1977, page 6. A leader helps those under his direction realize the importance of their callings. Leadership is not bossing. It is giving help and direction. It is inspiring and encouraging those to whom we have given responsibility. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. B. Accountability. The Lord has said, "It is required of the Lord, at the hand of every steward, to render an account of his stewardship, both in time and in eternity." Doctrine and Covenants, section 72, verse 3. When we give an assignment to someone, we should clearly define the responsibility of the assignment, leaving him free afterward to complete the assignment as he sees best, page 184. However, he should be given a specified time when he is to report back to us on his progress. This kind of report, or accounting, should always be made to one's leaders. In the church, this is done through personal interviews. During the interview, leaders can give counsel and evaluate how well the task was done. In doing so, however, the leader should always remain positive and helpful. This is a good time for him to give assistance and praise. This, then, is the way we fulfill a stewardship. 1. We give an assignment. 2. We allow the individual to carry it out. 3. We give assistance. 4. We receive a report. And 5. We evaluate and commend the individual for his service. 3. Become good fathers. Our most important leadership role is as fathers, instructing fathers how to lead their families well. Elder Joseph Fielding Smith said, "Fathers, if you wish your children to love the truth and understand it, if you wish them to be obedient to and united with you, love them and prove to them that you do love them by your every word or act to them. When you speak or talk to them, do it not in anger. Do it not harshly, in a condemning spirit. Speak to them kindly. Soften their hearts. Get them to feel tenderly towards you. Use no lash and no violence, but approach them with reason, with persuasion, and love unfeigned." Liahona, The Elder's Journal, October 1911, Volume 1, pages 260 and 261. 4. Sustain our authorities. Part of being a good leader is being a good follower. Every good leader learns to follow those in authority over him. Good followers earn the trust and confidence of both their leaders and those they themselves lead. We should all support our leaders by accepting and fulfilling the assignments they give us. Who are our leaders? Fathers, teachers, group or quorum leaders, bishop or branch president, stake or mission president, and general authorities of the church. Bear your testimony about someone you feel is a great leader. Conclusion. We must develop our leadership skills if we are to magnify our callings in the priesthood. Sometimes we look at our leaders and think they were born with their leadership ability. But we must realize that they had to develop their talent in the same ways we must. Obedience to the commandments of God, heeding the counsel of our leaders, and faithful service in our callings will help develop these leadership skills. As priesthood holders, we will always be leaders. This is especially true for every father who holds the priesthood. He will always have a leadership position in the church by being the patriarch to his family. Those fathers who have been sealed to their families in the temple will hold this position eternally if they keep their covenants. Challenge. Think carefully about the qualities of leadership presented in this lesson. Work to develop them in your own life. Serve faithfully in every calling and assignment. This will help you develop those qualities you need to fulfill any church calling. Additional Scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God has given the Spirit of love. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. God will help us accomplish our tasks. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 11. The faithful should help others. Alma chapter 38, verses 11 and 12. Ways to lead and serve. Abraham chapter 1, verse 2. Abraham, a follower of righteousness. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Be prepared to bear your testimony about a general authority or a leader you know. 2. Obtain a chalkboard and chalk. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 20, Developing Leadership.